Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Tom, and I'm your host. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, we return to the magical forest for the second part of a woodland adventure. This is the sequel to The Fairy Forest, which we released on Monday. In case you missed it, here's what happened last time. A girl named Evie went for a walk in the woods. There, she discovered a secret kingdom inhabited by the fairies who work as the forest guardians. After her brief encounter with the fairies, Evie went back home with her head full of magical memories and wishes for another opportunity to meet the fairies again. Before we get to the second part of this story, we at Get Sleepy absolutely love Canva Pro. It's an incredible design platform that we use for all of our social media content. We appreciate how it has tons of features to create sleek and professional content, while also being so simple and easy to use. It has endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. And if you collaborate as a team like we do, then sharing, editing, and commenting in real time has never been easier. So design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/getsleepy to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/getsleepy. canva.me/getsleepy. If you're enjoying the show and would love to hear even more episodes, why not try our supporters feed, Get Sleepy Premium? You get a 7-day free trial when you sign up, and you'll have access to our full back catalogue of over 350 episodes, all completely ad-free. You'll also get to hear our bonus Thursday episodes every week, like tomorrow, when Eric will return to read a nature adventure in southern Africa to the majestic baobab trees. So to hear that and so much more, go to getsleepy.com/support or just follow the link in the show notes for all the information about Get Sleepy Premium. Thanks so much for your support. Let's settle in for tonight's story now. If you haven't already done so, make yourself as comfortable as can be and let your eyes gently close, allowing yourself to begin the transition into rest. Feel how your pillow cradles your head and neck, truly taking the weight off your mind. Feel how the mattress supports your body, giving your muscles a chance to completely relax and restoring their energy for tomorrow. And feel the softness of your duvet, keeping you warm, safe, and comfortable. Take a moment to appreciate the peace and tranquility of your own restful haven. However busy life can get, and whatever demands and challenges come your way, you deserve to switch off and to rest when the day turns to night. The sanctuary of your bed will always be here to give you that opportunity. So welcome it with gratitude and appreciation, knowing that sleep will come when the time is right. Now that you're nice and relaxed, let's return to the second part of our story from the fairy forest. We join Evie as she wakes up after a good night's sleep that was filled with magical dreams. Evie could feel herself slowly waking up. Bright rays of morning sunlight were streaming in through her bedroom window. The dazzling light was like a brilliant golden alarm clock. Evie turned slightly in her bed and let out a muffled yawn into her pillow. Then she sat up, wiped the sleep out of her eyes, and smoothed down her hair. She could hear her family starting the day downstairs. Sounds drifted to her room, the quiet hum of the coffee machine, her mother's laugh, and her father's deep voice. As she became aware of these sounds, Evie realized that her mind was fuzzy. Part of her was still living in the dreamscape she had been in minutes before. Just as she always did when she first awoke, she tried to remember her dreams. She wanted to relive those moments and recall the incredible things she had seen. Evie closed her eyes and remembered the feel of soft wings stroking her cheek and small hands guiding her. Then she remembered a clock tower that only reached her waist and a village so small it resembled a child's plaything. Evie shook her head, smiling at her own imagination. She was about to lift her covers and get out of bed when she turned and glanced at the floor. There was her woolly hat covered in remnants from the trees in the woods. Green moss, twigs, and crumbled brown leaves lay embedded in the fabric. Slowly, she stretched towards it and reached out her hand. She grabbed her hat from the carpet and pulled it into her lap. At first, Evie simply stared at the hand-knitted, mustard-coloured hat. Then, as she looked closely at the stitching, she found the evidence of her adventure yesterday. The fabric was soft under her fingers. She stroked it gently, picking out the bits of leaves and dried moss that had become tangled with the yarn. And there, embedded deep in the wool, were infinite specks of shining, sparkling fairy dust. In her dreams, this was the very same hat she had worn on her head. She remembered how she'd wanted to take it off It had been so warm there in the tiny village. The sun had been shining so brightly, just like it was now in her room. Evie turned and stared at the glowing sunshine, which continued to stream in through the slit in her curtains. Then she got out of bed and pulled the curtains open. Through the window, she could see her front garden and the little street next to it. There was her neighbour wearing an autumn jacket and scarf. The woman was being pulled out of her front door by her large, fluffy German Shepherd. And just beyond the houses, a short walk away, there were the woods. This was the place Evie retreated to when she felt nature was calling to her. They were the same woods she had walked through in her dream. And they were the woods that had led her to somewhere entirely different, guiding her along a cobbled path. As she gazed out of the window, Evie noticed that there was a slight breeze in the air. She watched as it led the fallen leaves into a dance, floating along the road. It wasn't much of a wind at all, but rather a light caress of the earth. Then she looked towards the woods again and caught sight of movement in the trees. But it wasn't just a gentle breeze. It looked as though a strong gust of wind was blowing through the trees until the leaves rippled like waves. She could have sworn the trees themselves had somehow moved. But then she blinked, and it was as though nothing had ever happened. The woods were calm once more. Yet Evie was suddenly filled with excitement. She knew what she'd just seen. There was something magical about the woods, after all. Now she was sure her memories of the fairy village weren't just a dream. It had all happened. It was all real. She quickly got dressed and prepared to go outside and return to the woods. As Evie headed downstairs and into the kitchen, she realized that her father had just left. She could hear his car pulling out of the driveway. He'd probably gone to get food for their Sunday dinner. The smell of coffee filled the air. Evie breathed in deeply, inhaling the scent. She'd only had a sip of coffee once in her life, and she wasn't keen on its strong taste. But she still loved the smell of it in the mornings. Today, she could detect a hint of cocoa in the fragrance, a special autumn treat. As Evie stood in the kitchen, she wondered what adventures the day would bring. All the memories were coming back to her now. She remembered her walk through the woods, and the feel of the tree branch wrapped tightly around her waist as it stopped her from falling. She recalled the faces of the fairies with their glittering smiles and delicate iridescent wings. Her heart was filled with hope and excitement. She was sure today would be a busy day. So, after saying good morning to her mother, Evie got ready, filling her backpack with supplies. She flitted around her kitchen, collecting granola bars, fruit, and a bottle of water for the journey. Evie knew it might be hard to find the fairy's little nook hidden away in the heart of the woods, but she would search all day if she had to. Once she filled her backpack, she was out of the door and walking briskly along the pavement. She could feel the gentle breeze she'd noticed from her window. It felt as though it had been patiently waiting to greet her all morning. The breeze gently nudged her along. She could feel it brushing her cheeks and tugging on the strands of hair that fell free beneath her hat. Evie nodded, answering the question she imagined the breeze was asking. "Yes," she thought, "I'm going to see the fairies today." As she walked towards the woods, the only sounds were her footsteps and the soft crunch as she took a bite of her apple. Sunday morning brought quiet and peace. Everybody seemed to be at home. On her way, Evie peered into the windows of a few houses. She caught glimpses of picture-perfect Sundays. Through kitchen windows, she saw families eating breakfast together, chatting and laughing as they sipped orange juice or coffee. In another window, she spotted a cozy scene. A couple was watching early morning TV together, blankets draped around their shoulders. Evie smiled at the view before her. Sunday seemed to give everyone a sense of calm. Up above, the world was just as peaceful. The light blue sky was cloudless, save for a few that floated slowly above her. And the sun was a dazzling beacon. It seemed to use its rays to beckon Evie towards the woods, pointing her in the direction of the fairies. "The fairies," Evie whispered to herself between bites of her apple. They were real, and she was going to see them again. Moments later, she approached the woods. As she entered the fortress of trees, she inhaled one of her favorite smells. It had drizzled slightly this morning, and now the smell of the earth seemed to be 10 times stronger. The rain was nature's superpower. Just a drop of it brought the greenery alive. Not only did the woods smell stronger, but everything looked more vibrant as well. Raindrops glistened on the autumn leaves, and the bark of the trees seemed darker, richer, and somehow stronger. Yesterday, she had relished the atmosphere of the woods, but today, Evie felt as though she had almost become part of the woods. Part of the spongy moss that covered the trees, or the crimson leaves that fluttered gracefully to the ground. She felt tied to the damp earth that filled her senses as she moved deeper into the woods. Now, she was walking on the same dirt path she had followed 100 times before, squelching through the mud. She could feel her boots sinking into the earth with each step. Thankfully, she had remembered to wear her wellies today. She wasn't sure she could retrace her steps and return to the world she had found yesterday. A small part of her expected that world to no longer exist. Perhaps the woods had done her a favor, showing her a glimpse of magic. But now it was over. Maybe that was all she'd ever be allowed to see. Still, Evie let hope and love guide her, just as they had yesterday. Her heart felt as bright and as splendid as the sun. As she walked, the minutes felt like hours, but she remained hopeful. Evie looked up at the bright colours of the trees, just as she had done the day before. She didn't look down once, not until she felt the change beneath her feet. Then she shifted her gaze from the canopy of leaves above her head to the ground. She was no longer on the dirt path, but rather a familiar cobblestone path. And right ahead, in the woodland clearing, was a crowd of beautiful fairies. Evie's face lit up. She had found them again. At the head of the group was the fairy Evie had spoken to yesterday. This was the one that Evie had dreamed about. Today, the fairy's hair was tied back in a long braid that snaked down her body. But her yellow dress remained the same. The dress looked as though it had been made out of a sunbeam. Evie couldn't help but gaze admiringly at it. Even though it was surrounded by the beautiful colours of the trees and the fairies, the yellow dress stood out. It shone bright and beautiful. And as the fairy flitted towards her, Evie noticed that the edges of her transparent wings were coloured in a shimmering gold that sparkled as she flew. Evie went to greet her, but paused when she realised that she didn't know what to call the fairy. They hadn't even exchanged names yet. Then the golden fairy spoke to Evie. "The trees allowed you to enter once more," she said. As the fairy came closer, Evie noticed that she seemed to bring the smell of summer with her. When the fairy fluttered her wings, Evie could smell the heat of July and warm sunsets in the air. As though reading her thoughts, the fairy smiled, looking at her with brilliant, piercing blue eyes. "Introductions are in order then," said the fairy. "I am Marigold, Queen of the Guardian Fairies." She stared at Evie expectantly. Her eyebrows arched as she waited. Finally, Evie caught on. "Oh, my name is Evie," she said. "I am a human." Marigold cocked her head to one side and looked at Evie curiously. The fairies behind her did the same, waiting in anticipation. Humans and fairies had been kept separate for years. The fairies did their job, maintaining the natural world as best they could. Meanwhile, the humans went about their busy lives, none the wiser. Marigold remembered the few times humans had found out about them. These encounters had happened long ago, but she recalled that the humans had brought love, laughter, and happiness to their secluded world. Today, Marigold wasn't sure how Evie's visit would end. But as she peered into her face, she could tell that this human was good. Evie was shining, her eyes glittering with kindness. Marigold decided that Evie was safe. With her mind made up, the Queen of the Fairies nodded and smiled, then clapped her hands together. "We have lots to do today," she said to Evie. "You're welcome to help, if you would like." Then Marigold turned to the gaggle of open-mouthed fairies behind her and shooed them away back to work. All the fairies spun around and picked up leaves, twigs, baskets, and more. Then they continued with their work. Evie stood in the clearing, watching as the fairies flew from side to side. She wasn't entirely sure what to do with herself. In fact, she wasn't even sure what the fairies were doing. But she was mesmerized nonetheless. She stood there for a while, staring at them as they worked, until one of them fluttered towards her. This fairy had wide eyes, as blue and as deep as the ocean, and their wings were tinted a faint shade of teal. They glimmered in the sunlight. "Would you like to help me collect twigs for a home?" asked the fairy, their voice timid and soft. Evie nodded her head and followed the fairy to the other side of the clearing. Neither spoke as they went about collecting twigs and pretty leaves. Instead, Evie listened to the fluttering of wings behind her, the rustle of the leaves, and the quiet pitter-patter of feet on the stones. She decided she would try to make sense of everything later. For now, she wanted to focus on her task and be as helpful as possible. So she did as the fairy asked. Once her hands were filled with all the twigs she could find, she turned to the fairy. They led her past the tall clock tower and the other fairies, going deeper into the little plot of land. Evie looked around in wonder at this magical world she had stumbled into once again. To her, it looked like a natural, happy town. It was the kind of place Evie would love to live in one day when she grew up. Two squirrels bustled past her, pushing a wooden trolley filled with tired fairies. These fairies were carrying things that were too heavy to fly with, so the squirrels were giving them a lift home. As Evie walked on, she admired the fairies' handmade homes, which were beautifully created. There were also little open-air cafes with chefs cooking over fires. On the tiny tables were delicate glass containers with fresh water. There was even a little shop made from clay with a sign in front advertising tea and coffee. Evie was astonished. How did fairies get their hands on coffee? At last, Evie reached the spot where the fairies were storing materials. As she laid her twigs down next to a house made of pebbles and clay, she reflected on what she had just seen. Evie decided that while humans didn't know about fairies, the fairies most certainly knew about humans. And they knew how to get into their world too. The fairy with teal wings looked up at Evie as though they knew what she was thinking and gave her a cheeky grin. Then the fairy tugged on a bit of glittering white string that Evie hadn't noticed before and began to wrap it around the twigs. As the fairy worked, the glitter on the string grew brighter and brighter. It looked as though tiny sunbeams were being woven into the string itself. Evie watched in amazement as the string began to meld the twigs together. Soon, she couldn't see the string at all. From where she stood, it looked like the twigs were being held together by nothing at all. It was like magic. For the next few hours, Evie continued to help the teal fairy. She collected things from the woods, such as acorns, leaves, conkers, more twigs, and even tiny stones. She then sat and watched the fairy shape these materials into different things. The fairy broke the stones apart and turned them into a table and chairs, and then created curtains out of leaves. They even scooped out the insides of conkers to make bowls. By the time the clock struck 4, the house had been completed, and Evie's work was done. She'd had a wonderful afternoon, but she was ready to go home now. Marigold seemed to know this. She fluttered over to wish Evie goodbye. Any reservations Marigold might have had about Evie had long disappeared. She had seen how Evie had kindly helped the fairies all afternoon. Marigold led Evie back to the cobblestone path. Just as they were saying goodbye, she touched Evie's cheek and asked her to open her hand. A fairy with purple wings fluttered over and dropped something into Evie's open palm. But Evie didn't look just yet. She closed her hands around the gift. And then, after a final glance at the magical world of the fairies, she turned and walked away, back through the woods. Evie waited until she'd walked all the way home. Then, just as she was about to open her front door, she decided that she was too curious to wait any longer. At last, she opened her hand and looked at the gift the fairies had given her. It was just a simple twig, but inscribed in glittering gold were the words, "Honorary Guardian Fairy." Evie clutched the twig tightly and smiled. She kept it in her hand all day, only putting it down when the evening came and it was time for her to get ready for bed. But after she had showered and changed into her pajamas, she picked up the twig once more and put it under her pillow. And as she stared up at the moon, her eyes growing heavy with tiredness, she made a wish. She wished to return to the forest and the place filled with fairies. Then she got settled in bed and closed her eyes. She was so tired that she soon fell fast asleep. That night, Evie dreamed of glitter and of stones being turned into tiny furniture. As she slept, the twig under her pillow glowed, and somehow, even in her sleep, Evie knew that she would see the fairies once again.